Take plenty of your calls later on this hour, so put that number in your phone, 1-300-736-736, the open line, thanks to Werribee Kia. But Sean Higgins has been good enough to join me for an extended chat from the hub. He's normally got the birds chirping in the background. Welcome to you, Sean. Great to have you on.
G'day, Dwayne. How are you, mate? Probably going to hear birds again. I'm outside.
Sounds like you're having a little stroll at the moment too, trying to get a little bit of fresh air.
Just getting away from a little bit of noise, but yeah, all good. Another good day up here, so enjoying a little bit of air time and sunshine outside. Hopefully not too noisy if I just take a seat down here.
No, good. That's good. Actually, this is live radio. Gotta love it. Any chance you guys might just stay up there for a few months beyond the footy season? You're liking it so much, we might be locked down for a while down here.
Looking a bit like that, isn't it? Yeah, well, if weather's what you're after, this is the place to be. But who knows? It's unpredictable what's going to happen. We're still not 100% sure what the rest of the hub stay is going to look like for us. But time will tell. And then I guess the whole off-season and what the pre-season looks like is probably another kettle of fish altogether.
Yeah, but do you think there will be anyone who takes the opportunity to stay for an elongated period, or is getting home still going to be the priority?
I think it really depends where guys are from as well, and family. There's a lot of things that need to be taken into consideration. To be honest, we haven't really had clarification of what that looks like around protocols with the government and guys returning back to Victoria, or if you are from interstate, what that looks like trying to get home with border restrictions in place at the moment, whether they're released within sort of 6 to 10 weeks, I'm not sure. So interesting time, but hopefully guys get back to family, because of clearly it's going to be the best part of sort of 3 or 4 months by the time we conclude where we're at.
And how's morale at the moment? Because you're falling and the fall's been pretty quick.
Yeah, clearly not in the position we would like to be or thought we would be. Challenging circumstances in and around that, of why that happened and is happening. The morale is still at a level that's good, considering exactly what you mentioned. And that's the challenge, I guess, when you're in this sort of environment, and also when you're backing up games as quickly as we have done in the past with 2 4-day breaks into a 6-day break at the moment, that you really need to stay on top of that, because as disappointing as a result is, and you've really got to go in detail around why that happened and address the issues. And clearly when performances are unacceptable as some that we've had, that you need to take action. But then it's amazing how quickly a 4-day break can come around, and within a day or two reviewing that game, you look forward and you're 24 to 48 hours away from playing the next opposition. It's an unusual environment and situation that we're in, and all things at the moment are making things difficult for us, combining that with the injuries and the form, and disappointing how we're going about it at the minute.
And how's your body? You're in the older bracket. How are you coping with it?
Actually feeling good, considering the breaks that I just mentioned. And I think it's the times, and we always talk about how players adapt to it. And look, if you had said to me this time last year that you'd have to play off the back of 1 4-day break, I would have said there was no chance. And now doing that, you know, back-to-back breaks, we're in a 6-day break at the moment, and I've never looked forward to a 6-day break more than I have now. So, unusual, but actually feeling pretty good. I think the reduced game time is helping that, in comparison to how you would pull up in years gone by. So that side of it's okay. We've clearly got some challenges, though, with some guys in terms of how they're feeling and the injuries. I think we're, 17 or 18 guys on the injury list at the moment. And compounding with that is we're having guys get injured, multiple guys, 2-3 guys injured in a game, and giving us no interchange. So all challenges that we're working through at the moment, Dwayne.
You need a big scalp. You've got Brisbane at the Gabba this week, then Collingwood at the Gabba the week after. You beat both of those teams, you're actually in contention for a final spot. You lose to both of those, your season could be over and it might be impossible to make the finals, mathematically impossible. You need a big scalp.
Yeah, we do. Well, I mean, and clearly we need a win, and even more important than that, and it feels like I'm on repeat, but we need to put more of the way we want to play together. And I say that because we had challenges with injury and guys out on the weekend, and actually felt like in the first half, I mean, we were up early parts of the game. There's only a couple goals in it at three-quarter time, really could have gone either way, and just a really disappointing way to finish the game. So we get another opportunity against a quality side this week. We then have to back that up against Collingwood, who clearly have been a form side of the last few years. And then to close out the remainder of the season, we've got some other quality teams in Port Adelaide, West Coast, Fremantle and Gold Coast still to play. So there is opportunity there for us. There's opportunity for individuals and there's opportunity for us as a team.
So, Reece Shaw, yourself, many North Melbourne fans believe you had the list to at least make the finals, but it's looking like maybe you don't. Were we a little, did we overrate you guys? Where do you think you're at right now?
I think we're not at the position that we wanted to be or where I thought we would be, but I also am realistic and see the challenges that we've had and reasons for that, and they're not excuses, and clearly we're not playing anywhere near the level we should be, but we know we're a side, and we have been for a number of years, that we needed a really even contribution from majority of our top 22 players. We haven't got the depth on our list as some other teams, and we knew that, and that's why we've gone to work in the free agency period, the trade period, and the draft, and the club will continue to do that. So, you know, I've seen teams turn quickly, and we've seen that over the last decade. We've seen Richmond, we've seen Brisbane, we've seen the Bulldogs, and things can turn really quickly, but we need a lot of things to align at the moment that aren't going our way at the minute. So clearly not playing the football we want and the football that Shorey and all of us thought we could and still think we can because of a number of factors and also combining to us out of form as a side as well. So it's not a good combination at the moment, and that's why we're getting the results. But I'm still optimistic that the list that we've got is still the list that I knew we had and with that list, thought we could compete. And when we had a full list at the start of the year, we had a good win against St Kilda. We had a good win against GWS when we had our full list of contributors. And unfortunately, the last couple of months, we haven't had that.
And as a senior player, you've got to carry that air of positivity around the group, not just for the remainder of this year and not just for this week, but for 2021, where you're going to be a leader as well. Are you worried about what the trade period might throw up in terms of other options for you guys, or are you confident that everyone that's committed to North Melbourne in 2020 will stick around for 2021?
Well, that's sort of just not on the radar at all at the moment. And I say that because of what I committed to and what we're committed to and the fact that we're still in season. Your point around keeping the positivity, and especially as an older guy and a leader, but you're really left with no other choice. I mean, the flip side is to throw it in and give up. And I mean, clearly anyone at this level is not going to do that. So the only way you do go about it is try and find solutions and way forward and helping the younger guys, making sure that the older guys are still playing well, keeping the morale up, and really just building towards building a team and a game that's going to get the job done. So that's what we're committed to. Whatever the future looks like, it looks like. But like I said, there are mechanisms these days to improve your list really quickly through the draft, trade or free agency. And really confident the club will do that with the people that are involved now. They're all new. But like I said, things can turn quickly. We've seen it happen before, but we've still got a season to play out.
Yeah, times have changed a lot since I played, Sean, but there has always been situations probably where some of the younger guys ask some questions, and they're more of the ilk these days that they ask and question things more than ever. When I played, younger guys didn't really say much, pipe up much. You know, you had your shower after the game, you got your cook from the coach and you went home. But some players would occasionally say, you know, gee, that was harsh from the coach, or gee, I don't agree with that. And the senior players will be pretty quick to say, well, let me explain that. Let me work that through with you. Is that still the way it happens now?
Yeah, well, I think now, even more important now than ever, is, I touched on it before, but but having the direction, and that's the direction of where the group wants to go, but the way we want to play both as a team and individually. And I think that's the most important thing from the coaching staff, but also the senior players, is to drive that. And once anyone, I don't even know for myself, if I've got a focus and a direction and a plan that I'm building towards, either for me as an individual player to be the player that I need to be for the side, or what we need to do for the team, then it can eliminate some other distractions externally, because we're building towards something, and you don't then get caught up in what's happened in the past, or the results that haven't gone our way, or the noise in the media. So that's the challenge at the minute. And then it's our job to work with the younger guys, and even, guys of my age and myself, is to continually look for ways to improve and to drive the direction where we need to go, because that's really all you can do. And that's what the younger guys want, and that's what they need. And hopefully we can continue to do that for the remainder of the year.
And you mentioned the noise in the media, and there's trade talks about players, who'd be gettable at the end of this year, and whether there'll be a max exodus, and all the stuff that I'm sure you read that I don't really need to get you to address one by one. But are you shutting out? Is that what you're doing? Because there's a fine line, isn't it? We're talking about the noise in the media, but you guys love being on Twitter. You love being on Instagram. There's a bit of hate out there on those platforms as well. How's that fine line between consuming everything, so you know everything that's being said in the media, you know everything the fans are saying out there, and shutting it down and divorcing yourself from it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not one to look too far in terms of the social medias. I mean, I keep up to date with the news and the reports of what's happening, and I'm aware of that. Some guys, to be honest, wouldn't be aware of that at all, particularly up here in the hub. That they're separated from that external noise. And there's probably some guys across the competition that would consume all of it. So it is a balancing act. Either way you go about it is probably okay, as long as it doesn't take you off the course of the outcome and the solutions that you want, and the way that you go about it. And we've still got a job to do. We're still training every day. We're still trying to get better, and we've still got a game to play. And we're still getting paid to do that and build towards a result. So that's the focus. And then it's up to the personality individually of how they go about that, whether they feel like they can read that and it doesn't faze them, or if they know that they might get influenced by that, then don't read it. But a bit of a juggling act at the minute, Dwayne. I think maybe a blessing that it's not smacked in our face, because we are up here. But challenge for all players, particularly young guys, because they're on so many different platforms, and really if it's media or all supporters or just footy people can contact them, and it's a challenge, because you can get caught up in that a little bit. I've heard some comments from guys from other clubs about feedback that they're getting or abuse from social media, and we educate our players to do their best to steer clear of that, because I don't think any good can come from that.
Yeah, we've evolved in such a quick space of time, Sean, from having no social media at all to having the early stages of social media where if something was said, I think the overwhelming thought was, I'll just forget it, don't go on Twitter. But we've moved past that because of, some racism and some homophobia probably has been the leading reason why. We're now in the call it out era. So that's where we've sort of come to, isn't it? And you kind of, if players want to call it out and stay on social media, you've got to let them stay on and call it out.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not saying get off social media at all. I mean, clearly, we want to get to a stage where guys can be on social media and don't feel like they're going to be abused by, their form or race or whatever it is. And calling it out is the first step that we need to do to rectify it and get to that ideal scenario. But in the steps along the way with that, just mainly around form is what I was talking about, that yeah. We can educate guys of the focus is in the four walls and the message that you're getting from the club and your coaches and your players, rather than the message that you're getting from the media or fans.
Are you still putting together your mindfulness podcast while you're in the hub, or have you put it on the back burner a little bit because of the short breaks between games?
A little bit of both, yeah. I've been still doing a lot of work for myself and the guys in and around our side in that space. Not as much in terms of the podcast at the minute, but we'll definitely get back on board. And there's a few other exciting things coming up in the next couple of weeks, which maybe we'll chat about next week as well in the mindfulness space and helping people out, particularly back down in Victoria. So that's something off field that's exciting as well.
So you don't know where your next hub of games or where your next list of games are going to be? Are you presuming you stay where you are in the hub you're in beyond Brisbane and Collingwood, your next two Gabba games?
So we're at Sunshine Coast at the moment. We are moving back down to the Gold Coast on Friday. We'll play down there this week. And then we've got Collingwood the week after. There's still the ideal scenario that we get our games away in Tasmania, and we're waiting for what that looks like. And then we'll stay tuned for the last 4 weeks. So Tassie's going to be a key factor in that, Dwayne. If we can get games away down there, it's clearly the best result for the football club. And if not, then there's going to have to be, plan B or C around that of what that looks like.
And to play the Tasmania games, you stay down there, play back-to-back games and leave wives and families in the hub. Is that the way you do it?
That's all up in the air. The Tassie government, the border restrictions, how that looks. We were going to hub down there. Then we were going to fly in, fly out. I couldn't answer your question at the moment because we really just don't know. A couple of weeks to play out in that space. Also, what the fixture looks like will determine that. But hopefully for the finance of the football club, we can get down to Tasmania.
And Brisbane specifically, how do you beat them at the Gabba?
Yeah, well, it's probably no bigger test in footy. Maybe West Coast in Perth at the minute, playing really good football. They're a great side. Their work through the middle of the ground is as good as anyone. Their forwards have... The recent games have looked dangerous up there. So a great challenge for us. We're going to have a young side in, but with that comes great opportunity. Clearly through the middle of the ground. I don't really have to name too many of them, but they've got some quality through there, and that's going to be a key part of the game. And it's a key part of our game. So that's what we need to get back doing well. And it's a great test against Brisbane because they're clearly one of the best sides in the comp at the moment. And the way they can go about moving the football and getting scores on the board is impressive. So looking forward to it this weekend.
Absolutely looking forward to seeing it myself. Great to have a long chat with you, Sean. Not as many birds in the background today, and it sounds very peaceful up there at least. So I hope you're enjoying it. I hope pub life doesn't lose its luster for you over the next few weeks. It's going to be pretty important for a senior guy like you to make sure that in the eyes of everybody, you stay pretty upbeat.
No, we'll keep fighting, Dwayne, so we'll chat next week. Thanks for that.
Good stuff. Sean Higgins joining us for a McCafe coffee catch-up. Your calls next, 1300 736 736 is the number. 1-3 on the text as well, 0433981116. Bloody love listening to Sean. He knows where we are at. Thanks for that. A couple of North Melbourne fans sending through some texts. Keep your texts coming through, and I'll take your call straight after the break. A few things we haven't got to yet, so we'll do that with you. 1300 736 736, the open line for Werribee Kia.